Mutant Horse. Log entry number 6. Submitted by Robert Conway.
September 16th, 1986. Going over my previous log entries, I noticed I'd forgotten to explain a few things. First of all, my mother and I lived alone. My father was killed by a military accident. While working on an experimental tank for the Army, he was caught in an explosion when the cannon misfired. Me and my mom got along okay, but she never fully recovered from her depression. That's why I can't see her again. She couldn't deal with what was becoming of me. Anyway, I also neglected to mention the complex we are in. Everything was constructed by Calden. He has converted an old hangar into a high-tech training center. Don't ask me how or with what. I've never seen anything like it. The entire place is interlaced with an odd-looking metallic surface. For all the things this complex can do, and the technology which is required, there are no signs of wires or consoles or mainframes or any other cumbersome apparatus. The only source of interaction with the complex is a console that seems to appear whenever Calden needs it. I've got a lot to learn, and not just about this complex. My life is completely different now, and it may never be the same. But I just hope that I can make up for the mistakes that I've made, and that I just don't make any more. So I know this last entry was short, but it pretty much cuts off right there, and I never got back to writing anymore for Mutant Force. I was trying to remember exactly what happened in our role-playing game. You know, I know we added some other characters to the team, but I can't really remember any of the adventures that we had or any of the fights. I know that these log entries that I wrote about are pretty steeped in X-Men type lore. You know, it was a mutant team that came together. And so I think at first we had a lot of X-Men related stuff. But you know, this was back when there was only one X-Men book. It was the Uncanny X-Men, and that's all there was. And then there was the New Mutants. And that was it. There was no X-Force, there was no X-Factor. Well, that's not true. I guess X-Factor had started then, but that was when X-Factor was the original X-Men, you know, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Angel, Iceman, and Beast. And so X-Factor was there. So it was X-Men, New Mutants, and X-Factor, and I'm pretty sure that was it, but, you know, no Excalibur, no XXXXX like there is now. I think X-Men now have 3 books. Well, I haven't really kept up. I don't know. I know at one point they split off to 2, and I think for a while they had 3 books, and of course Wolverine. This was before Wolverine took off in his own comic book as well. These were the good years. And I only say that because that's when I was really into comic books, and that's what I remember from my high school days. But, you know, it was a lot of fun to write this, and a lot of fun to come up with these characters. And I've thought about possibly carrying it on, but I think I like leaving it where it's at. This was a story that represents that time of my life, and if I were to go back and try to revise it now, I wouldn't care about it as much, I don't think. I should just write new stuff, right? So I look forward to sharing more with you tomorrow. So tune in then, kids. And until then, stay safe out there. and journey on.